And I'll tell you something else, Muriel said, hiccuping slightly as she lowered her goblet. I think Batilda has spilled the beans to Rita Skeeter. All those hints in Skeeter's interview about an important source close to the Dumbledores. Goodness knows she was there all through the Ariana business. And it would fit. But Zilda would never talk to Rita Skeeter,
whispered Doge. Batilda Bagshot, Harry said. The author of A History of Magic? The name was printed on the front of one of Harry's textbooks, though admittedly not one of the ones he had read most attentively.
Yes,
said Doge, clutching at Harry's question like a drowning man at a lifebelt.
A most gifted magical historian and an old friend of Albus's. Quite gaga these days, I've heard,
said Auntie Muriel cheerfully.
If that is so, it is even more dishonourable for Skeeter to have taken advantage of her,
said Doge.
And no reliance can be placed on anything Batilda may have said. Oh, there are ways of bringing back memories, and I'm sure Rita Skeeter knows them all,
said Auntie Muriel.
But even if Batilda's completely cuckoo, I'm sure she'd still have old photographs. Maybe even letters. She knew the Dumbledores for years. Well worth a trip to Godric's Hollow, I'd have thought.
Harry, who'd been taking a sip of butterbeer, choked. Doge banged him on the back as Harry coughed, looking at Auntie Muriel through streaming eyes. Once he had control of his voice again, he asked, Batilda Bagshot lives in Godric's Hollow?
Oh, yes, she's been there forever. The Dumbledores moved there after Percival was imprisoned, and she was their neighbour.
The Dumbledores lived in Godric's Hollow?
Yes, Barry, that's what I just said,
said Auntie Muriel testily. Harry felt drained, empty. Never once in 6 years had Dumbledore told Harry that they had both lived and lost loved ones in Godric's Hollow. Why? Were Lily and James buried close to Dumbledore's mother and sister? Had Dumbledore visited their graves, perhaps walked past Lily's and James's to do so, and he had never once told Harry, never bothered to say? And why it was so important, Harry could not explain even to himself, yet he felt it had been tantamount to a lie not to tell him that they had this place and these experiences in common. He stared ahead of him, barely noticing what was going on around him, and did not realize that Hermione had appeared out of the crowd until she drew up a chair beside him.
I simply can't dance anymore,
she panted, slipping off one of her shoes and rubbing the sole of her foot.
Ron's gone looking to find more butterbeers. It's a bit hard. I've just seen Victor storming away from Luna's father. It looked like they'd been arguing.
She dropped her voice, staring at him.
Harry? Are you okay?
Harry did not know where to begin, but it did not matter. At that moment, something large and silver came falling through the canopy over the dance floor. Graceful and gleaming, the lynx landed lightly in the middle of the astonished dancers. Heads turned as those nearest it froze absurdly in mid-dance. Then the Patronus's mouth opened wide, and it spoke in the loud, deep, slow voice of Kingsley Shacklebolt.
The Ministry has fallen. Scrimgeour is dead. They are coming.